The scripture reading is Psalm chapter 50, verse 23. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God. Amen.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. Today is the Thanksgiving Sunday. Fruits, vegetables, grains decorating the altar give out a variety of beautiful colors. The fruits in particular give out sweet and mild aromas. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has given us abundant food and protected us in this year as in previous years. God has been giving us abundant fruits to you personally and to this church. But among those who have weak faith, seeing only the current situations, some of you might think the fruits are being borne slowly, thinking, why is not the blessing coming to me quickly enough? Why is my faith not growing up quickly? But is it really true? The song Flow of Spirit 3, among the man-made praise song given by God, has the following lyrics. The Father guides this church with His love, and the fruit of love is born every year, every month. And the church guided in the plan of God, the fruit of Spirit overflows every day. The fruit of Spirit overflows every day. As the lyrics say, God has given this church abundant fruit every week, every month, and every year in His great plan and providence. It's just that He accomplishes things in His justice and love, and therefore the fruits in physical sense were not visible from time to time. In this service, I'd like to tell you about the abundant providence of God who will let us bear many fruits. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, pray in the name of the Lord that you will remember the fruits given by God so far and imagine the rich fruits that He will give to us and offer up a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Him. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God the Father has been leading His church in His special providence and plans. Anyone who has been watching the ministry of this church would have to acknowledge this fact. What is that special providence then? Above all, it is to lead countless souls to the Lord at this end time, which is filled with evil. Yesterday, you have watched what happened to Honduras since I visited that country. They experienced the great increase in the Christianity. So it's about half of the population now. It was traditionally the Catholic predominant country, but it's just about 10 years since I've been there. But there was a great change in the Honduras. You know that what's happening. Even in India and Pakistan, the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, and the Christianity is now growing and flourishing, and my sermon is preached. Since I visited the mainland China, and the Christianity is grown up so much. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. As said, if possible, God the Father wants to save everyone on the face of the earth and not just a few. Another special providence here is to give better heavenly dwelling places and rewards for more souls. James chapter 1 verse 12, latter part says, He will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love Him. As said, the Lord has promised those who love Him not just crowns, but also beautiful dwelling place and rewards. The crown of life, those who have the crown of life, which heavenly kingdom will this person enter? Yes, third layer of heaven. He will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those. The entering to the level of standing on the rock of faith is easy, but there are many people who just finish their Christian life standing, entering, staying in the first and second level of faith. If you want to come into the level of spirit, first of all, you should learn the God's word. Without knowing the God's, that's God's law, you cannot enter into the level of spirit. The level of spirit. For example, the driver who drives the vehicles without knowing the transportation law, traffic law, it's not possible for him to drive because he, may violate a lot of the traffic laws. So, lawyers and the judges, currently in this church, there's a person who passed through the exam to become the public prosecutor. So, if you want to become the lawyer or judge or prosecutor, you must know the law. You must know law in detail better than anybody else. I mean, normal people. So you must understand very clearly about the law. It's all the same with the man of spirit. They must know the law of God. And also, not only knowing this, but also they should, they should keep it, practice it. And they need to know about the justice of God in order to enter into the level of the standing on the rock of faith. So for example, then they must understand the spiritual love and the measure of faith and the beatitudes. They must answer. They must be able to answer if I ask them. They must understand in detail and also the measure of faith. The way of salvation. If you don't know the commandments of God, and said, I'm not standing on the rock of faith. Well, the level of faith, the third level of faith is different from the first and second level of faith, measure of faith, and the fourth level of faith, the level of spirit, is different from the third and second or first level of faith. So if you want to be a level of the spirit, then you must understand the law of God and the justice of God. So if you are standing on the rock of faith, the 60% of the third level of faith, then you must understand the law of God so clearly. If you don't know the spiritual law, you cannot say, why is it that I cannot enter into the level of spirit or standing on the rock of faith? So if somebody asked me this kind of question, then I asked them, have you studied and have you understood clearly about the measure of faith and beatitudes and spiritual love, etc.? Those are basic spiritual messages. If you don't learn by heart these kind of basic messages of spiritual things, you cannot enter into the level of spirit. If you are a man of spirit, then you must be, prepared to counsel the people and visit the church members, etc. That's why not everybody can become the man of spirit. But if you can do this, not everybody can become the prosecutor or lawyer or a judge, etc. Through working hard, studying hard. Who can become the medical doctor? It is he who studied very hard about the medical science. So the same with the, man of spirit. Specifically, they are, the true, legitimate the son and daughter of the God Almighty. So they must work hard to become the man of spirit and to earn that kind of dignity and honor. So those who enter into the level of the Holy Spirit, they must be prepared themselves appropriately. They are totally different from the, those who are in the beginning stage of the level of Spirit. So their behavior, their way of speaking, and their love toward God, they must be changed in all these things. Then, now they are ready. For this, God has been accomplishing various kinds of things through this church until now. In that process, there were some moments when it seemed that things were not being done quickly enough and the fruits were not enough in the eyes of men. These times were allowed for the purpose of bearing more abounding fruits in a dimension that the man cannot imagine. To achieve the goal of bearing such fruit, God is fulfilling His providence like chariot with two wheels. The first wheel is justice and the second is love. Let's first see how He is fulfilling His providence through justice. Simply stated, justice is to accomplish things according to the rules that are set. For example, the crops can grow up and bear the fruit with adequate amount of sunshine and water. This is an example of a set of established rules. It's the same with the things of the spiritual realm. We reap what we sow. Ask and it will be given. Seek and we'll find. We knock and it will be opened. The ways of sin is death. All these things are rules of the spiritual realm. If we seek and we'll find. If we know this, then we must understand how we should seek. We must understand these kind of rules of the spiritual realm. If you just teach them, if you just seek, then you will find. If it's not answered, then it's going to be a problem. Well, if you ask me to pray for something, sometimes, you just ask me to pray for your family members who don't even attend the worship service, saying that, I believe senior pastor, if you just pray for him, and then I believe that he will be healed, etc. They just write on the envelope in this way. And it's a lie. If he or she says that, he believed that the family member would be healed if I prayed. Why? Because, what is the justice? If they have sinned, then they should be they should repent, first of all. So if they don't believe in God, then they must have lots of sins. So if I just say, be healed, it's no way. Instead, I should say, oh God, help him to be healed. That's why I should listen to the original voice of God, so that I might not make a mistake. If something's God's will, if something is not God's will, if I say this, then I just may violate the justice of God. A senior deaconess this morning just asked me to pray for her family members, breaking or violating the justice of God. So I was sorry. So we must understand the rule of the spiritual realm. So those who have stand on the rock of faith and enter into the level of spirit, they know the spiritual rules and laws. That much. That's why they know that they should listen to the voice of God. They should read the Bible, the Word of God, and learn by heart. God carries out human cultivation according to justice, keeping these rules. It's so that the human cultivation will be carried out justly. God would just make a huge number of true children as though producing a product in a factory. What would be the meaning of human cultivation? God is also paying the price in full to gain true children, and that's why each true child of God He gains is so precious. If God makes the people in the Garden of Eden without the cultivation, then what would be the meaning? If I said, I'm your father, then those who were born in the Garden of Eden, they said, yes, father, but what's the meaning? What would be the meaning? Because they don't know what love is. They don't know what the love is. They live eternally. So, will God be happy to hear from those children who don't know about the meaning of the love? But the people who know why God is good and love is good, and these people, when it is called God the Father, then God's going to be pleased. When somebody see Senior Deaconess Bingumson and say that, oh, it's good for me to call you my mom and follow her from that time on, then do you feel love? Is he or she is like, you know, your own children? No. Originally, God existed alone as the light with a charming voice within in the whole universe, and then he assumed an image. The God, who was almighty and limitless, laid limitations on himself and on his authority. So God set the law of justice, and God limited everything according to even himself, according to the justice. So God prepared everything and made everything for the human cultivation. Also, he could have created all things in the universe at once, but he put in all his effort to create them in a specific order and according to their own kinds for 6 days. In the case of the first man, Adam, in particular, God expended all his strength and effort. He could have just commanded with his word, but instead, he molded and formed him with his own hands. He also gave his creator, man, free will. Because of that, he had to suffer the pain of betrayal too. As a result of having given man this free will, God came to receive true love from many children. Our Lord also fulfilled the duty of the Savior in God's justice. He was one with God in origin, but he came to this earth in a human body. He felt the cold, hunger, and pain according to the justice of this earth belonging to the first heaven. After all, he was crucified and shed all his water and blood in the midst of great pain. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And according to the law, that there must be a shedding of blood for forgiveness of sins, he sacrificed himself. What kind of blood was it? It's the blood of the justice and blood of love. Blood which contains no sin at all. That's why you call it the precious blood, which it doesn't have any original sin and the one's own sin. We can find it in the lecture, the message of cross. So he must not have an original sin which he inherited from their forefathers, parents, and also he must not have his own sin he commit while he lived on the earth. So in order not to have an original sin, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. That's the spiritual law. If he violates it, then he cannot become the Savior, because the sinner cannot redeem the sin of the sinners. That's why he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and he grew up without committing any sin. That's why his blood is called the precious blood, and through his bleeding, our sin was able to be redeemed. So God the Father also experienced this. Not God the Father, the Lord Jesus. He was born in a very poor situation, and he, in a manger, and he experienced the poverty in order to bless the spiritual children. He redeemed even the poverty, and he lived that kind of poor life. He was stricken, and so that our sickness might be healed. So if the people believe in this, then they might not be attacked by the sickness according to the justice. If we know this, then we must live by the word of God. That's why we must not be get these diseases, because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, have already redeemed these kind of diseases. Because it was perfectly in accordance with justice, the sacrifice of Jesus is so precious. Through the sacrifice on the cross, the Lord came to receive more glory and praise. If Jesus tried to pay the price of sins of people while possessing only divinity or without going through proper procedures as a dictator might, then the enemy, devil, and Satan would have certainly brought accusation and objected to it. But Jesus paid all price with His body. Brothers and sisters, just as wrath follows after the needle, something follows after justice. It's sacrifice. The reason why God the Father has allowed for storm-like tests and trials to come upon His church and let us go through a time of endurance is for us to sow the seed of sacrifice. Only in doing so, the providence of saving countless souls and leading so many souls to New Jerusalem will be accomplished most beautifully and abundantly. This is the same as we have to expend more effort to increase the quality and quantity of the harvest. God has been guiding this church in precise justice to gain many grains of wheat, especially the best quality grains of wheat through this church. The best quality grains of wheat, the people who will enter into the New Jerusalem. And as the shepherd in charge of the flock of this church, I had to sow with many sacrifices and much dedication. Also, your church members didn't just try to become ordinary and casual believers, but you did your best in your life of faith. So God is leading you if you are just, you know, coming in this way. The Holy Spirit helps you, and my prayer will help you. That's why you can do it. God the Father has also let us go through tests and trials of blessings, similar to a Korean saying that goes, lashing a galloping horse. He also gave us the rapid flow of spirit. Though you had tried to cast off all sin, He also clearly revealed the sins that you had not yet cast off. Every time it happened, you just tightened your belts and made yourself more sober spirit. You also tried harder. What has been the result? The church became a church loved by God, and you became believers who are loved by God. God commanded us and gave us blessings just like the church in Philadelphia, which is one of the model churches in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 to 9 says, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. Above all, God has also given you the hope of New Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, if human cultivation were to be carried out without any rules, the glory received by God would be meaningless too. If those who go through human cultivation receive salvation after leading a casual life as believers, they wouldn't be able to enjoy great happiness and honor. God is giving you more grace through the original light, and at the same time, He is urging you to achieve growth of your faith on your part. This is because it's not within justice for you to gain salvation and achieve growth of faith through the one-sided grace of God the Father, and the Lord, and the sacrifice of the shepherd alone. In such a case, in the future, you would only be able to receive minimal glory. I think you know by now, and you understand very well, why God has allowed for us to have a time of waiting until we receive the monetary blessing in our hands. Suppose the workers and members were just waiting for God to do all the work by Himself. How much joy and thanksgiving would you have when we actually have built the sanctuary? How much blessing and glory would we receive? It would probably be much less than if we have to experience this kind of time of waiting. So God has allowed us this kind of time so that you can sacrifice material things that are like your life, and you can dedicate yourself with your body and mind. It's the same with me as the shepherd. Let me give you an illustration. The heart is at the core of the human body. If the heart doesn't beat strongly, there won't be blood circulation. Thereby, oxygen and the nutrients cannot be supplied to the body. This church is the heart of this denomination, and I'm the person in charge of this church. Therefore, if I don't perform my role, the life of many souls will be in danger. For this reason, in order to be responsible for this church, I'm fulfilling the measure of justice, clinging to God. All my energy is depleted, and if God doesn't hold me, I cannot leave. I cannot move at all. This is also according to God's justice. Even though God's power given to me is so great, cannot violate the justice of the first heaven. Therefore, I hope you will give thanks at this point in time, regardless of the kind of spiritual and physical situations you are in. When you give the sacrifice of thanksgiving, God will give you power and strength to be able to do anything. Eventually, He will let you reap an abundant harvest. This is God's justice. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the other wheel of the chariot of God's providence is love. This wheel of love moves the chariot along together with the wheel of justice, but it's more important than the justice. After all, the love is the essence that fulfills the abounding providence of God. The reason why God first established justice in human cultivation is actually to show His love. One of the best examples is the sacrifice of the cross. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says, "By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Sometimes we hear news of some parents who jump into the water to save their drowning children. They save their children, but they themselves lose their lives and drown. Such news makes us feel heartbroken, but the love in their sacrifice also touches our hearts. As in this illustration, the extreme nature of the situation can bring out the love that is deep inside the heart of the parents. Sometimes it can lead them to show sacrifice, giving their life, which is the most precious thing possessed by a man. God the Father is also showing us His great love. As the situation is going to the extreme in this end time, there are so many souls that are going the way of death. God is showing the love of sacrifice to save more children and to give them better rewards. Through His sacrifice, people can see and feel firsthand the original love of God. With time, this love of God will shine even more brightly. Instead of sacrifice, if God had just written in the Bible, "I love you people," then would you be able to feel His love as dearly? For us men of flesh, God let His beloved Son put on the form of a man, send Him to this earth, and let Him feel the pain of the cross. This way, He expressed His great love in very specific form. Through this, we can know and feel the love of God. This event of cross took place about 2,000 years ago. However, even today, God is providing through the Holy Spirit and the powerful works that the event of the cross is true and that all the messages in the Bible, namely His love, is true. What if there were no fiery works of the Holy Spirit or the powerful works of God manifested in this church? Also, if God had not healed your wounded heart and sick body, if He had not sent cool breeze during the hot summer days or the dragonflies, or if He had not shown beautiful rainbows, would you still be able to lead a life of faith, feeling the love of God? How many could stand on the rock of faith? It's quite a great thing, actually, to enter into the level of standing on the rock of faith. Even in other churches, it's not easy to stand on the rock of faith. And God has shown us many things to do so. Of course, we should feel the love of God just by remembering the blood of the Lord that was shed on the cross. But most people who are living in this sin-filled age cannot feel His love. For this reason, I've been asking to receive the power of God to prove God's love and that He's living. I've been living a life of hard-fought endurance until receiving the power of God. But by having done so, You believe in the love of God and walk the way of heaven, following your shepherd. You try to love God the Father even more with your best efforts. Around December 25th, 2010, you and I felt the love of God the Father so deeply. The wages of sin deprives me of salvation, and the sin leading to death are certainly death. In the midst of such a strict law of justice, we met the God of forgiveness and compassion. Now we live by the Word of God, by loving Him. The wages of sin is death. So if you commit sin, then you must, you know, enter into the hell. That's the justice of God, and it will not be changed as time goes by. We cannot add up or deduct from the Word of God. It will be judged exactly as written in the Bible. But a lot of Christians commit sin without knowing this. No way. So I told you before, if there's any verse you can find saying that even you can be saved even though you commit sin, then I will reward you a lot. Have you found this kind of verse in the Bible? In the Old Testament and New Testament? No. But there are so many verses in the Bible saying that if you commit sin, you will die and you will enter the hell. That's what I know. That's why I'm always, you know, emphasizing. Otherwise, the sin is going to be flourishing. So I just proclaim again and again and again. So I am grateful to the preachers who proclaim these kind of things from time to time, pointing out the sin. So I'm grateful to them. It's not so. It will not be so. You know, it will not. We must proclaim. If we don't point out sin, you know, even a week, then the sin is going to be flourishing immediately. They will not be saved. Moreover, you try to understand the will of God and the heart of the shepherd. Moreover, even though it seems nothing is being accomplished for the moment, you are also trying to keep the church before we begin the full-blown construction of the Canaan sanctuary. Namely, you have become lovely children who are achieving and have already achieved 100% love and trust with God. Through this situation that was allowed by God's justice, you came to love God even more. Isn't it true love? Isn't it true faith? The providence of God is being fulfilled even at this moment without any hindrances on the two wheels of justice and love. As a result, there will be abundant fruits of glory in the kingdom of God. Through the unimaginable power, the glory of God that is greater and more amazing than anyone has ever seen will be revealed before all peoples of earth. I will continue with this in the evening service. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the origin of Thanksgiving Sunday is the Feast of Ingathering, which is one of the three major festivities of Israel. Exodus 23:16, latter part says, "Also you shall observe the Feast of the Ingathering at the end of the year when you gather in the fruit of the, your labors from the field." This is a statute that was given in the wilderness 2 months after the people of Israel came out of Egypt. So some of the people must have dreamed of going into the Canaan land, farming there, and gathering the harvest there soon. But Israel could fulfill their dreams only through their children 40 years later. Does that mean God told a lie at that time? Of course not. God told them very clearly and in detail because it was certainly going to be fulfilled in the providence of God. Soon after the Exodus, some people began to miss the food they were eating in Egypt. Then they began to complain against Moses and God. For them, they needed a time to cast away the habits of slaves and to become real people of God. Namely, they needed to wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. From time to time, God proclaimed words of incredible blessings for this church. Sometimes, we thought His words were going to be fulfilled right away, but God's thoughts were different. First, He let us make vessels that could receive the blessings so the blessings wouldn't be spilled. And now, God is letting us make a vessel that is much bigger than before. This is the abundant providence of God. Pray in the name of the Lord that you will give the sacrifice of thanksgiving to the good God who gives us back a jewel for a teardrop we shed, and to the wise God who lets us reap 30, 60, and 100 times more for even just a single seed. Let's pray for the sick people. Father God, lay your hand on us from the top of the head to the end of the feet. all the internal systems, Father, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, scorch us and make us strong, both physically and spiritually. Father, we have a lot of prayer items, you know, all the things. We lay your hand on them. Kenya, from Mongol and Japan and Ukraine, many items. Lay your hand on it. And even though I don't call their name and their prayer items, answer to their prayers. Father, Reverend Myung Ho Chung and the Reverend Seung-gil Liu, Hori Aimi, and the missionary Patrick, and Alexander, Harold, Mihail, missionary An and Zhao Mei, and Myung, Hmong Manmin Church, and Rosenbaum, Riran Ling, and Ryu Xiaoke, Niten Liang, and San Lan, Jung Su Ko, and Ong Yun Lee, and Jung Dong Lee, and Ju Xiaomin, Yang Cha Sun, and Yun Hong Chang, Chen Lisha, Chang Wei-un and Chang Wei-ping and Hesu-ku, lay your hand on them, transcending the time and space, and answer to their prayers, and heal them, their sicknesses. Father, answer to their prayer. Father, and bless us from the top of the head to the end of the feet, intestines, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be burned and be clean and be strong. Let the light come down on you. Father, this week and next week and the next week, protect all the church members and protect all the transportation, the vehicles, and take hold of the hand of the driver and lead them. Lord, thank you. In the name of Father, and today is the Thanksgiving Sunday, and Father, we have a full of the Thanksgiving items. Father, let us glorify you and let us be full of the items of thanksgiving, and let us bear a lot of fruits and glorify your name. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.